Black Work by Monica Ferris. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Prologue. Leona Cunningham hovered over a medium-sized black cauldron suspended from a tripod above a fire in her backyard. She was a slim woman, a little taller than average. Her long, dark hair, well-streaked with silver, was pulled back in a careless knot. She was dressed all in black, black sweater, black jeans, black boots. It was early evening, and the sun was so low that its beams came through a thick stand of trees at the back of her lot. In the low-angled light, the flames of her fire were more felt than seen, casting a warm aura across the beaten earth that surrounded the fire pit. The warmth was welcome. It had been a chilly fall day, with deeply gray skies that had broken open only a few minutes ago. The weather had started turning cool in late summer. If the signs were right, it was going to be a chilly, wet fall that would turn into a cold, snowy winter. Leona Cunningham knew how to interpret the signs because she was a witch. She had practiced Wicca, the New Age form of a very old earth-worshipping religion, for decades. One of her gifts in Wicca was understanding the weather. She was rarely wrong in predicting a season. She stirred the mixture in the pot, which was giving off a fragrance like hot cereal. This wasn't surprising. It was a mash consisting of ground roasted barley and water, a prelude to beer. Leona pulled some of the burning wood away from the cauldron so it wouldn't boil. She'd been doing this for so many years, she didn't need a thermometer to know how hot the mash was. Still, "Double, double, don't cause trouble. Fire burn, but mash don't bubble," muttered Leona, stirring some more.